Blog Talk Radio.
Badpimp.com world premiere.
Howdy, Ronick, D-Lay, D-Hall, and Goldnick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out.
B-B, nigga, I chill trippin'. Hit the strip club, niggas ain't tippin'. I don't hang with them kind of motherfuckers. When you see me in a spot, we be clubbin'. Poppin' bottle after bottle with my kin. I be buckin' with my people to the end. Get a Bentley, a Beamer, and a Benz. Don't be playin' if you ain't tryna win. These broke niggas, hoes in these lanes. Fucking up the gang. These hoes niggas, police in these lanes. They fucking up the gang. Audi,
Audi, road niggas, these lanes. These hoes and gold niggas. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out.
These hoes flexing on the pussy. Bought it off the lot and now they lookin'. 4G autos, so them damn like Sonics. It's ironic, I'm still blowing on that chronic. Move like Sonics. A lot of bad bitches.
What up,
everybody? And they all wanna fuck with you. Still remaining something. Shout out Chris, he fuck with me. He be on that cut.
Pump day to day. Pump day, baby.
Follow us on Blog Talk Radio / Rel and Randy. We keep saying it every show. We want to make sure everybody do that because you follow us on that website. That's how we get paid. We can get better stuff. You know what I'm saying?
We can bring some fucking strippers in here to strip on the fucking.
Yep, in the middle of the show.
In the middle of the show, we just going to pay some girl to twerk in front of the Facebook Live camera.
We're trying to give away t-shirts and wallets and all that great kind of stuff. So you guys got to go on to Blog Talk Radio / Rel and Randy. Follow us on there. Everyone that's on Facebook Live, they can see us right now. We really appreciate you guys. They watching every show Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 o'clock. Sometimes we bump it back an hour. If you want to call into the show, 516-418-5758. Again, 516-418-5758. Call into the show. We want to hear you guys. Today we're gonna get on some deep topics like African Americans. Deserve reparation for slavery, cultural appropriation.
You got it.
And we're going to get into a little sports and other little talks. We always have some dialogue in there that just, you know, random conversations.
Hey,
man. Made the show fun.
How was your trip, man?
My trip was rough. I drove to North Carolina, got my baby, my two babies.
Yeah.
The other one, she outside out here. She can't say nothing.
My blue nose baby.
My blue nose baby, then my other baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough, bro, because I didn't really sleep much, and I drove eight, nine hours, and I drove back.
8, 9 hours?
Yeah.
Had to load the truck up?
Had to load the truck up.
Working like a Mexican?
Pretty much.
That's a stereotype we're going to cover today.
Yeah, I'm down, pretty much. They work hard.
Mexicans?
They work hard, bro.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
They work hard. So, yeah, I did a little work, you know. Ain't nothing to a G, though.
Yeah. Anywho, that's cool. Well, we're going to move on to all our topics of the day. Ray was talking about, we're going to bring you guys the sports and music, latest and greatest. We got music from G-Eazy. We got music from Jeezy. We got music from Schoolboy Q and tons more, man. You guys stick around and check that out. But we're going to have a great show today. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we enjoy putting it together. Right now, I'm going to play Drake Summer 16 because he's just dropping that new Sounds of the Six or whatever.
What is it?
Too, yeah. So anyways, I'm gonna play that just in honor of that, man. Y'all stick around. We're gonna go for this little quick music break and then we'll be right back. It's the Rel and Randy Show. Call in.
Looking for revenge.
off summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing. Looking for revenge to do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end, they bulletproof. Minus 20, we in Pittfield at K's Kitchen and a Canada Goose. Famous as fuck, but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm Mr. Sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me, nigga. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me, nigga. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head. I could've killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder, nigga. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal, I would've done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond. You better hope not saying none. Them boys, they a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. But fuck with all the word of mouth. Go to state, running practice at my house, nigga. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge. All you boys in the new Toronto wanna be me a little. All your exes know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping this shit to myself? You was never gang, 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 gang. You was never one of us. Had us fooled for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway. Y'all never gonna finish Drake. Say you see about it when you see me, man. Y'all never home anyway. Saw the things that you should've said. Said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play. And y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now. Yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to wanna be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay. Now I got a house in LA, now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice, mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying. I'm that nigga's what I'm saying. Getting things done around here. How you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 666666. Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne. Or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge.
They don't want to stab a bigger pool than Kanye.
I don't give a shit if he's got a bigger pool than Kanye, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I don't either. Nice song, though. That was Drake, Summer 16.
Looking for revenge.
Summer 16. That was by Drake. We back. Rel and Randy Show. Blog Talk Radio / Rel and Randy. Follow us. Hit us up on Twitter at Rel and the letter N Randy. Rel and Randy. IG, Rel and Randy. Facebook, Rel and Randy. Hit us up. Email us. It doesn't matter. This Friday, we're going to show music. We're going to play people music that submits their music to a local artist. We got a few people, I believe. So we're going to play their music on the show. We like to show support to everybody, just like we want support from certain people. You can't ask for support, and if you're not willing to give support, you feel me? So that's what we're all about. 516-418-5758. That's our number. Call into the show today. We're going to get into some real deep topics today. We got Drew in the house. We got Fred Long in the house.
Hey, you mic'd up, bro? You got your mic right here. Yeah. Just saying.
And
hey, tell Tony to fuck off. He's a liar, man. He ain't send me that shit, bro.
Tony, Randy said you a liar.
He just said it.
No, reiterate though. Go ahead.
Tony, Randy said you're a liar. You're not sending anything.
Fucking liar.
And I'm low key kind of like, I feel offended because you didn't even send it to me. But it's all
right. Apparently, you probably don't want to hear what we're about to listen to.
I don't know.
Oh, but are you sure?
I'm just saying.
Because I'm about to say, if he said, hey, man, real probably, you know, why don't even want to listen to that, then he probably would. He's pretty much true.
Because
I would bash some music real quick.
You will. I've never read this joke before, but I'm about to read it right now.
Joke of the day.
I don't even know him.
Hit it with us.
Okay. Cop on a horse says to a little girl on bike, "Did Santa get you that?" "Yes," replies the little girl. "Well, tell him to put a reflector light on it next year and fines her $5. Little girl looks up at the cop and says, "Nice horse you got there. Did Santa bring you that?" The cop chuckles and replies, "He sure did." "Well," says the little girl, "next year tell Santa that the dick goes under the horse, not on top of it." Oh, that's pretty good. I kind of fucked it up there at the end with a little punchline.
Completely did not get it, but okay.
She said that tell Santa next year that the dick goes on the bottom of the horse, not on top. She was calling the fucking cop a dick.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anywho.
Gotcha.
All right, man. Let's jump right into this cultural appropriation.
The cop's a dick.
Those things been sitting there.
Yeah, they're still solid. Fucking Russell Stovers came in clutch, bro.
Man.
But what is cultural appropriation and why is it wrong? Or is it wrong? Let's see. Cultural appropriation is pretty much the borrowing of someone else's culture. Pretty much like, for example, a white guy wearing dreadlocks.
What?
Or like we were talking about earlier, black people would do rock and roll songs and then white musicians would go in and redo the same exact songs because they didn't want a black face to be in head of that movement, the rock and roll movement, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Stuff like that.
Right.
So cultural appropriation is pretty much the borrowing of someone else's culture, which is usually an oppressed culture.
Stealing.
Not borrowing.
Stealing.
Borrowing.
Copying.
Anything you do in life, I don't care what it is, it's temporary because you're not going to fucking live forever. Borrowing.
All right, well,
that's
a nice way to justify stealing someone's culture.
I'm telling you.
Okay, so taking intellectual property, traditional knowledge, cultural expression, or artifacts from someone else's culture without permission.
Stealing.
Okay. See, that's, you know, whatever. Okay. Stealing. Let's call it stealing. Let's call it whatever the hell y'all want to call it. But let's get down to the nitty and gritty.
Gotcha.
I watched a video, and it was a girl who was in an Oakland subway, and a white dude with dreadlocks walks by. She grabs his fucking hair, and she's like, "Cut this shit." And he's like, "Whoa, like, hold on, what's up?" Like, so she like just constantly is like trying to rip his hair out, but pretty much. And anyways, long story short, it was a dude with a video camera behind it, and he put it on camera. She comes up and like slaps the camera out of his hand or whatever. But pretty much the gist of her reason for being there was targeting people who are culturally appropriating somebody else's
culture.
Stealing someone else's culture, right? So what? Now I'll give you my viewpoints on it, and you can combat mine with your viewpoints. So,
I mean, I was only going to speak just on that one.
Okay.
Tidbit.
Okay, go ahead.
I do not have one problem with someone wearing their hair any kind of way.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
If a white guy likes to wear a dress, he likes to wear a dress.
Well, that's you. That's not everybody.
I don't think that's stealing someone's culture.
Okay.
That's not. Now, go ahead. Now, I'll go back to what I was going to say after that.
Okay.
I don't think hairdos is stealing someone's culture.
Right, so let's tackle the main thing.
Okay.
Is what we were talking about, rock and roll. All
right, true.
Black people were recording songs, very outrageous sounds to, you know, regular people or whatnot, but everybody liked it. They enjoyed it. The funk, the passion involved in this type of music, everybody really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not want a black face leading the charge in that musical genre because they wanted it to be successful. They wanted it to be something that was, you know.
Well, not really, bro.
They wanted it to be successful.
Little Richie. Is that, I think his name.
Little Richie, yeah.
Little Richard.
Richie.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
He was rock and roll, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying is.
But, hey. But
before him, there was a whole bunch of artists.
It was, but at the same time, they were trying to take his song from him.
That's exactly what they were doing. It had nothing to do with.
They didn't want a
black face to it. They were just like, hey, everyone like this. Let's take it.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you what I read.
He slowed it down, too. So he sped it up. And then they tried to copy him. And they
yeah, bro. It was just flat out. Everyone's liking it, including Icon. let's not let him do that,
okay,
because that gives him too much power.
So that is an instance where cultural appropriation is 100% wrong. Now, let me go back to this kid in the subway, the white kid with the hair.
Right.
Now, is that wrong? Because when I was growing up, you know, just talking the way I talked, just doing the things I did or being around the people I was usually around,
right.
I got a bad rap for being a wigger, being, you know what I'm saying, this or that. You get what I'm saying? Like,
Facebook Live.
Hey, bro.
I'm listening.
I know you're listening,
I'm
but
listening.
Fucking the second half of the fucking show over here ain't listening for shit.
I know.
Fucking
half.
Being thankful and shit.
I'm the third half.
I'm listening, bro.
But you ain't listen what I said, man.
Bro, you were sitting right there.
I was talking about fucking Wheel of Fortune.
No, you was not, bro.
Yes, he was.
Fred, didn't I say something about Wheel of Fortune?
Thank you. I heard what you were saying, bro.
Okay.
I was stopping to say something. Go ahead, bro. I'm not. Bro.
You think you can take a road trip? You think you can take a road trip? Fucking drive fucking 16 hours and then fall back on that and be like, man, listen, I'm tired, man.
Bro, you going on a rant, bro.
Man.
You going on a rant, bro. I'm listening to you. I swear to God.
What? Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot who was on.
That's right.
But anyways, now, what I'm saying is, the kid in the subway, he has dreadlocks. You say you don't care about how, you know, people wear their hair. What, like, that right there is not an instance of cultural appropriation. Cultural appropriation is when you steal something, you borrow something without, you know, asking and using it to your benefit. But what benefit does that kid get from dreadlocks?
Nothing.
What benefit?
Nothing.
For me, as far as, like, dreadlocks go, they've always had a bad rap. Like, man, you should cut them dreadlocks if you're trying to go get a job interview. You know what I'm saying? Or you should take your piercings out. You should do this or that if you're doing a job interview. Let's look at it like this. See, cultural appropriation is a good and a bad thing. When they steal things from cultures, like take something, like the music, that's a horrible aspect. But when you take that kid who's wearing dreadlocks, that's a form of flattery. That's somebody saying, what you guys do is fucking cool, so I want to do that.
That's
right?
What I was
so
saying.
What my main point is this is a fucking way of, like I said, it's a form of flattery. It's a way of saying, you know what I'm saying, like, why would you pick on somebody
like
that?
To tell you the truth, I like it when I see other people doing other people's culture. All like with the dreadlocks.
Nah.
Because, no, like with the dreadlocks.
Go ahead.
I do too.
I'd be like, okay, if he's wearing dreadlocks, because I wear dreadlocks, and we was the ones enslaved back in the day, and now you trying to have dreadlocks like us.
It kind of shows you how far as a culture
you've come
as far as like paving the way for fucking what
shit is
cool.
You know when it could be. Sometimes we'll not like something without actually 100% fully understanding or knowing the entire like story behind certain things, like dreadlocks. I know Jamaicans and Haitians, those guys wear them all the time, but why do they wear them? What's the reason behind them? So that's
religion.
That's the thing. So if she, that's the thing. So she's getting mad at him because he does not understand the meaning behind it, and he acts like, for example, I say nigga all the time. I call you a nigga. I said to you.
Yeah.
I said to anyone. I listened to David Banner saying today. He was like, and one cat was like, man, he said, look, I don't have a problem with people saying it or white people saying it, and I felt the same way. I don't have a problem with white people saying it if they saying it or using it the way and not in a derogatory way, or I don't care because it don't hurt my feelings. But the thing is, though, when you look at the history of the word,
right? Well,
and
you know what? We covered this last year.
But
ER and A is a totally different
thing. Right, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just saying, if people fully understood the meaning behind nigga and nigger, it don't matter, and it's people that has died and fought to not be called that. So I can't get mad if someone got offended by someone.
It's all in context.
No, because we're a later generation, so we say it's into context. That's what we say because, man, it depends on how you're using it. But the thing is, though, if you got his great-grandmother and you could have been walking up like, hey, nigga, you know what I'm saying, she might get extremely offended because another black person called her, because guess what? Let's say this girl.
You know what white kid saying that shit does?
What?
It totally diffuses the meaning of that word. It totally diffuses the hate that was behind that word. You know why? Because they're embracing that culture.
You can't embrace.
I seen white people call each other.
Right, but I'm saying you cannot.
I know
that's
crazy, ain't it though?
But
it's a privilege to be.
Now let's say this girl that attacked this guy.
It's not privilege. It's cool.
What I'm saying is what I'm saying. Like if I see a white kid call another white kid nigga, I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like.
I hear like Hispanic kids saying it. I'm like,
oh, when I hear it, I'm kind of like, I don't think about it. But when I look at it and actually try to think as far as how someone else felt about it that's been through something I didn't go through, then I have to sympathize for it and have empathy for it because you have to. So let's say this girl that attacked this guy, this white boy for having dreads, let's say she actually follows this religion that these dreadlocks symbolize something serious and he just doing it because
it's a trend.
I'm not saying punish him or doing anything. What I'm saying is I understand her reasons for doing it.
I don't understand it
because we don't know the religious significance of dreadlocks.
I understand it 100%. They grow their hair long so they become one with the earth. Their hair drags down to the ground.
Exactly. So now someone that truly, like, that's the thing with a lot, that's the problem with a lot of people too, is that some people, they associate with a religion, but they don't truly follow their religion. Now, let's say she truly follows that religion, and so she feels offended about it. Like Muslims, for example.
She doesn't.
Let's say
she
another.
She doesn't.
Okay,
no,
I'm not saying
any of that shit because it's all false and all flawed. Let's not say any of that shit. Let's take it for what it exactly was. She got mad at a white kid having dreadlocks for no fucking reason because she was mad because she thought the white kid wanted to be black. If he wanted to be black, is that wrong? Is that wrong?
No,
for a white
not,
kid? Okay, it's not wrong for a white kid to want to be black, but is it wrong for a black kid to want to be white? Everybody in the black community be like, race traitor, this and that, and then, oh, why you want to be white? Like, even my wife
that's
said,
what I was saying.
Why you with that shit saying, oh, you want to be white, this and that, because she's in love with a white man means she wants to be white?
True.
No, I accept that. This place we live in called America is a fucking place that they call it the melting pot where all cultures come together and we can thrive as one. Right now, let's go ahead and step back. No, that's exactly what.
No, you're right. But
that's
I disagree with that.
You disagree with it, and it's the same exact reason why I'm talking about it because the girl disagrees with it too.
I disagree with that.
I'm trying to understand. Let's go to the caller.
Yeah,
right.
You know, sir.
Hello, welcome to the web. You're off the thing. Okay, let's just keep on going.
This is what I disagree with.
Tell me.
I disagree with America with this whole we the melting pot and everyone should be like, you know what I'm saying, we should embrace all cultures and all people, blah, blah, blah. I disagree with it.
Why?
Because that's the reason why when
it's
this shit. No, no, no.
Embracing it, it's accepting.
Okay, accepting it. I'm telling you, when you accept some things, you have to accept everything that follows with it. So, if you accept the Muslim, a true, let's say you accept.
I think Weatherman Joe's on the line.
Go ahead, sure.
I think it's Weatherman Joe. Weatherman Joe, is that you?
Fellas, K2 weather right now. Just got a bad reception.
This is Weatherman Joe. Everyone trying to give us our weather update, but
he's
probably up in the K2 Mountains right now, getting bad service.
He is, yeah.
But you got to shout out Weatherman Joe.
Hey, he's been on that trip for about 8 weeks now. 8 weeks he's been thugging it out. Sawgrass, fucking mountaintops, goats fucking ramming him. I'm sure he's been through the midst of. Every time he calls me, I always hear him like on the brink of crying. But you know, Weatherman Joe is a fucking monster.
He's gonna stick it out.
Yeah, exactly. But he will be hopefully in studio. He told me today when I texted him because that's the only way I can really talk to him. Yeah, today.
Today.
Is he told me he's gonna really try to make it back in time on Friday. But that's gonna be a crazy hike. He's got to get to a good landing point for his. His weather chopper
van.
Yeah, all that. So,
all right.
He's got it painted with the Mexican flag just for cultural appropriation reasons, just to see if people are gonna fucking hate him. No, but
here's my thing about the whole. We embrace all these different cultures and everything, and we accept them and all this and that. But the thing is, though, it's like okay, when someone religion or someone believes in a certain thing, and they start. Go ask your mom. I'm sorry, everyone. That's my baby. So,
I want some peanuts.
So, you have to accept all those things. And the thing is, when someone acts, we make laws. America have these laws. They have the Declaration of Independence. They have all these things.
Okay.
When you allow other cultures and other races and other, not races, other cultures and religions and all that in, and you say, hey, you can come live here, be free, practice whatever you would like to practice, live how you would like to live, and what happens is, that means you have to start changing law. You have to start changing because this country was founded and formed on certain beliefs and that. And so when you start going against it, but the thing what happens is it's a contradiction because guess what? We don't want to change some things. Because
we don't
coaches.
Change. We don't want to change some things.
But guess what? How can you say you accept people for who they are?
Because if you want to be a part of something, if I want to be a part of your culture, I can accept that. I can wear dreadlocks. If I want to be a part of the black, well, that's what you're saying. You, man, let's go to the call. Hold on. Hello, Brad. You're on with the Reverend Randy Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's Vincent Washington.
What's up, Ross?
What's up, Ross?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about this. I'd like to talk about this melting pot. You know, America is a melting pot, but, you know, eventually the pot gets full, and it overflows, and it's just too many people here.
That,
okay, so what are you voting for, Trump?
No, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You got Russia, Vladimir Putin. When you got Russia,
you learn to speak Russian.
You
learn to do Russian that. Well, yeah, of course. If you want to go to Russia, learn how to speak that.
Listen, now, do this country have that?
What issues do we have? What are you talking about?
What you mean, what issues? Do you watch the news?
Is Russia the place to go for a non-Christian society? Nobody gets killed in Russia. Nobody rapes. Nobody goes to
Russia. No, the police of Russia are ruthless. The police of Russia ain't got shit on America. People talk so bad about this country, but the police of Russia are crazy.
Nasty. All Africa's nasty.
This is what I'm saying. When you have a tiny line somewhere, we don't draw a line.
You're right. We should draw a line. Because they can get in there for whatever you want to get in there.
But when Trump said that you should not allow Muslims into the country, people went up in arms and was like, he's fucked up for saying that. And I wrote this on my Facebook. Tell me I'm wrong about for saying this. I said, if you threw a hand,
I'm not voting for Trump.
Let's say you throw house parties, you throw parties all the time here. Let's say shit start missing at your house. You America. Let's say shit start missing at your house.
Right.
Let's say holes start coming in your walls and your floors, and shit start getting fucked around your house. Right. Are you gonna continue to keep throwing these parties?
Of course, at a different location.
Okay, I'm saying you gonna stop throwing parties where? Here in America. Your house represents America. You gonna stop throwing parties here, right? Because guess what? You need to fix the holes in your walls. You need to fix the holes in the floor. You gotta find out where your shit's going.
It's a balance. Do I enjoy the party as much as I enjoy repairing?
No. What I'm saying. Would you stop when shit starts missing the top 10 on your house?
I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is it's a balance.
It's a balance. It's either yes, I'm going to stop throwing parties for a while.
No, I'm not.
You're going to keep throwing parties.
I'm going to keep throwing parties.
Then guess what? When your house is on the floor, you have nowhere to live, and that's what's going to happen.
No,
bro.
It's not. What I'm saying is I'm going to throw parties at a good amount, spread out.
That's unrealistic,
bro. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do my repairs. Couple months go by, man. I do parties like that. I do a party every 3 months. Every 3 months, I do the repairs and do this and that.
This is
holes and cocaine. Holes and cocaine. That's my next song. Tony, let's get on it. Holes and cocaine.
Hey, when someone comes to my house and they start tearing my house up, and I throw parties, I'm gonna stop parties for a little bit until I find who's messing it up, and I repair it. After that, I allow the people that comes in and respect my home to come and party at my home. That's all it's about, bro. So no one's gonna respect your yard, your house, unless you respect it.
We
as Americans that are born here in this country, a lot of us do not respect here. Some of us don't even want to fucking be here, and they blame, oh, it's America. No, it's the people in America that run America. That's the problem. So you have to. So guess what? If Muslims are coming over to this country, bombing, shooting up folks. Guess what? Hey, no more Muslims from other countries are coming here. And so guess what?
Every Muslim does that.
No, I didn't say every Muslim. I'm saying you stop coming over. Not saying you're a bad one. No one's labeling you
bad. Hold on.
I'm saying you stop them.
Hold on. This whole stop them, do this and that shit. Things don't just happen in America. We're not going to have a perfect fucking society.
I've never said that.
You know what I'm
saying? But this was happening, though.
Hold on, bro. If I'm going to throw parties, let's go back to this whole thing. America is my house. Guess what the fuck I'm going to do? I'm going to have a fucking house made of steel. Ain't nobody going to do shit like that. I'm going to fix my fucking house. You can't just blame the people. People are animals. People have fucking human nature that will drive them to do certain things.
That's why I said if you don't respect it.
Right, you're not. But if you put them in a point where they have to respect it, that's the
rule. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so
you stop it, fix what's going on here, including the
problem with the party.
Not the problem with this, because you can fix issues with racism, inequality. You fix those things, and you can allow anybody you want to come over in this country. Because
right.
That's what, they know they'll come over here and get treated the right way. So what's and people.
I don't care what you do. I don't care if everything, if we put a reset button on the world today and tomorrow we start anew and nobody, we fucking Men in Black this shit. Everybody forgets everything they ever fucking knew. And we start over tomorrow, give it 5 years, and we'll be right back to the same point. You know why? Because fucking human nature drives people to do this type of shit. Okay? Back in the culture of appropriation fucking 75 minutes ago, we done burnt up the whole fucking show and shit.
On this.
What I'm saying, what's up, Fred, man? Hey, passing the mic real quick. What's up?
No matter what you do in this country or you do in this world, people still gonna have their own mind. They still gonna do whatever the fuck
man,
they
true.
Want to do.
They are. G-shit. People are gonna do what they feel is right. But anyways, back to this cultural appropriation. What I'm saying is, me, growing up, all I hung around was black people. Guess what I got? I got that reverse fucking bigotry that, oh, you want to be black, this and that. No, that's who fucking raised me. Black people raised me. Fucking Antoine Pearson's mom raised me. Brad Dale's mom raised me. All my black friends' fucking moms and dads raised me. My dad was gone. My mother was doing other things.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, that raised me, okay? So now people want to look at me for it being in that culture.
Right.
Like, people want to look at me kind of funny. No, sir, don't do that shit. You don't know my story. You don't know that white kid in the subway story. You don't understand. That's what I'm so upset about is how can you get upset at this man and you don't even know the reason why he has that? Just because he's white, he's not Jamaican? Just because he's white, he doesn't follow that religion?
Yeah, he could have been Jamaican.
No, I'm saying, like, why? See, this is what I'm saying is people are getting upset about the wrong type of shit. If you don't take a stand for some shit that matters. Don't take a stand sitting up here trying to be some fucking internet sensation, which is all people give a fuck about
and
anymore.
I'm going to get on. This is cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
I went to Cali out in San Francisco. They had the Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
The week I was there, my first weekend there.
Right.
I'm all for it. I was really enthused and I was like extremely excited about seeing Chinese culture.
Right.
Bro, no joke. This is what I didn't like and I think is wrong. No joke. Probably half that parade were white people, bro.
Okay. So what's wrong with that, though?
Because it wasn't. Because it wasn't, because I was looking for that.
Come on in.
You know, just like I know, San Francisco, the Bay Area, all that area was built by Asian people.
Yeah.
So I expected it. I'll put a still his handshake. I expected this to see more.
Fucking cultural appropriation.
I expected to see more. That's what I was disappointed I didn't like. It wasn't that I didn't like that white people were in the parade.
Right.
But they was dressed like Chinese people. They was into little things and doing all that stuff. And I was like, it really wasn't their culture. So I was like, I was really expecting to actually see.
What did they steal?
You know what I'm saying?
What did they culturally appropriate?
They stole the whole. They had the outfits on. They had the outfits on. They had the whole thing. They was singing the song. And I'm like,
y'all not even Chinese.
You're not Asian. I was like, what?
You're either Asian.
So I was like, they had them there. They were in the parade.
So I know about
the
parade. I know about this parade.
Right.
I know exactly what goes on. It's a celebration of the Asian culture, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm not wrong there, right?
They even shut China down.
Hold on. The Asian culture wanted to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Who did they want to celebrate? With themselves? They just wanted to celebrate.
They wanted to celebrate their new year. That's
okay.
What it was. It's
okay,
their new year celebration.
Right. But what I'm saying is, did they want to celebrate with themselves? If I'm sitting up here throwing a party and some beautiful women walk up, am I supposed to be like, only dudes around? No, I'm gonna be like, come on, throw, right now, nice.
If you're throwing a all dudes party, yeah. If this is a Chinese New Year, this is a Chinese parade, this is a Chinese. So I don't want to see.
Well,
I'm gonna
tell you this.
Your parade.
I'm gonna tell you this. If I go to a fucking Chinese parade and they're having that shit in America, or fucking white people are all this and that, we can run the fucking world. And I got my fucking cultural fucking. I can go walking and drive and be like, hey, I need to.
Don't get me wrong.
You got it, buddy.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad because it was white people. The only thing I was disappointed in is because I was like, man, I want this.
You wanted to be authentic.
That's what the word. That's the part word. That's the only thing I was. I'm like, damn, man, I want to see more. And I wasn't mad because I was pretty impressed seeing white people on the float and they were speaking, singing a Chinese song. I thought it was pretty deep, pretty neat.
Yeah,
I was like, man, that's pretty dope.
I know this is stupid, but just because they're white doesn't mean they're not from China. I know that's dumb. A lot of white people are now from China, but I'm just saying.
Bro, these white folks are from San Francisco, California, probably. I'm just saying. I wasn't mad at that fact that they were white. I was just like, man, I really expected. So I felt like that's an example of cultural.
It is. That's an example of cultural appropriation. But what damage are they doing to the culture? They were celebrating with the culture is what I'm saying. It's embracing it. It's a form of flattery.
Why you gotta be
but,
in it?
What I'm saying is, if I'm coming to a Chinese parade, I want to see.
Headphones started up. Random music. No.
They know that's what they're doing. They know why they're doing it. Yeah,
hey,
people might learn about it.
I'm playing some music. I'm playing some music. I'm playing some G-Eazy all the more. They got a remix to this song. It's pretty dope, but we're gonna play the real original right now.
Thank you.
Hey, you motherfuckers ain't coming in here for this shit or what? Tired of doing this shit by myself?
Fuck, huh?
Come on, man.
Oh, you got a mic right behind you.
Nah,
I'm just telling you, man.
Oh, shit.
Right behind you, man. Damn, we've been peeking all damn show. All damn show.
All damn show.
Oh, shit. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Hey, let me get a mic check in you, cuz.
Mic check.
Not you.
Oh, my bad.
Hold on.
I can't even hear myself.
You can't?
Yo. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I said,
Hey, y'all gonna have to share a mic, because this shit's fucked up.
Yeah,
I apologize. Hey, man, we're back on. Let's go.
We're back at it.
Speaking on that cultural appropriation stuff, man, I just, like I said, man, I don't know if I should be offended by it or what, but
if it's honestly being stolen, you should be.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I said. That's why I made the point about the black musicians and rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm not
ignorant to the fact that a lot of black people paved the way in a whole bunch of aspects of the world, and especially in the United States. I'm not ignorant to that fact. Trust me. But I'm not. You know, I don't like to take away from anybody. If credit's earned, credit's due. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal opinion about it.
Well, that's true. I like to say, you know, who did it. I can't say better, but with change, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, get up on this microphone, cousin.
I mean,
hey, man, listen.
Hey, man,
you got to sit back there. That's the real and ready shit, not the real and bad
shit.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds. You better say some quality shit out here. Listen, man. Let me tell you.
I'm just saying, like he was late.
He was late. You know what? Fuck that. He was late. You got 10 seconds. I'm in here talking about, y'all motherfuckers ready to go? 30 seconds. Y'all like, hey, man, let me do this shit. I'm
like,
come on.
Like you said, we're credit. You know what I'm saying?
Credit,
yeah.
Whatever
you said. Yeah,
that's what I said.
But yeah, I mean, for sure, I don't think it's enough credit given in that aspect, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, over time, you know, I mean, not to be like white people, black people, but white people have done their thing with evolving it into their own thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like I said, you know, it's still not enough credit given in that aspect of how it started.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, you know, it was started, you know, by the people who
actually,
yeah,
the majority.
Betty Holly, they think all, you know, that type of shit, they think that paved the way, but,
that,
you know.
That way of thinking, saying, well, you know.
We can't hear this, Joker. We can't hear you, bro. We can't hear you. I'm just saying.
If you're going to use that and be like, well, you know, white people, black people, whoever took something that someone else started and the idea of someone and made it better, then you're not getting credit for it. That's like, You can't make something better or take credit for anything, period, if someone gave you the idea, and I don't care how much you involved it, it wasn't yours, and you wouldn't even got that far without it. So, point blank, period, credit needs to be given.
Credit needs to be given all over the place, man, because as a person I know once said, I set the bar, you know, what's the juice that I got? Never got it for free. Everybody real nowadays. Nobody should really stink. Only one standing in my trap.
Yeah.
People coming real be the first one telling I'm jealous. Put that on mom, it's 100 up. Yep.
Nah, but
I don't play about the money. And I ain't
know
about the money.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
People set the bar, but people, you know, put the weight on the bar, you know, but they're forgetting who set it, you know what I'm saying? Like all the bars.
I guess they need some affection. But I'm just guessing. The egg is the confidence. Hey, anyways, man, so let's get into the next topic, man. Let's get into it. What?
That.
Hey, man, here, switch seats, bro. G-shit. I'm not trying to be all homo with you. No, I ain't trying to kick you out. I'm just saying. Yeah, you know, guest star, man. I got to make sure. Yeah, call-in number. Guest call-in number for the Rel and Randy Show is 516-418-5758. Our email is reloandrando@gmail.com. Hit that up, man. Hate mail, anything you got, man. Jokes, you can joke on us all day long. I can't promise you we won't come and find you. Redneck, baby, there we go.
It was a D Will and Randy Show for a minute.
Yeah, that's the Rick Will and Randy Show.
Rick Will and Randy Show.
Rick Will.
Hey, what can I say? I do my thing on the ones and twos.
Yeah, cuz. Might check 1, 2, 1, 2. I got. Nah. All right, let's just let that. Let's let the rap game slide to about 15 minutes. But, yeah, man, so all that going on right now. the cultural appropriation, a lot of people are offended by that. Now, I'm going to tell you why they're offended, because they feel like white people did not go through the struggle that black people went through. And if you're going to be a part of something, like if you're going to claim to be on the 1986 Boston Celtics championship team, you better have got off the fucking bench and made a shot.
I agree, bro.
Correct? Okay, so Americans debate reparations for slavery. Now, this let me just read a real quick bit of this so I can put it in perspective for everybody and where I'm forming my views from. There is no disputing that Americans of African descent suffered centuries of enslavement. What's far less certain is, however, how we're going to split the debt up owned to the descendants of these slaves. Students on several college campuses are in arms over the place in campus newspaper over in an ad placed. I lost my spot. I'm up here trying to.
And that was the first
around.
Sentence.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's like the fifth sentence, bitch.
In that paragraph.
An ad placed by David Horowitz denounces the suggestion for the United States should compensate its African American citizens for the injustices suffered by slaves. A group of influential lawyers and scholars. I was gonna say schoolers. Scholars called the Reparation Coordinating Committee has focused on the institutions it says have profited from slavery, led by civil rights activist Randall Robinson. Remember that name. It plans to bring massive lawsuits against the government and major corporations who have, like it says, profited from slavery. Talking about picking cotton, you know, like all those people who did that shit, they literally it was suggested by I forget the guy's name, Sanders or something like that, that we give 40 acres and a mule to African Americans, and Andrew Jackson denied the request. What's up? Yeah, here.
Hey, listen, as far as 40 acres and a mule, as far as slavery, period, I mean, if you're not in the top 1% of
hey, we got a call.
The nation of the world, now technically you're still under slavery. I mean,
I'm going to go to the call real quick. Hello, y'all. We're Reverend Manitro. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
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 Hey.
Hi, is this Rob?
It is, Reverend Manitro.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, I was very surprised to hear you use the N-word. It really isn't acceptable anywhere anymore. And should be erased from the language, along with a lot of other ethnic terms. But as far as getting back to your taking on cultures from other countries, do you know where the Christmas tree came from?
Where?
It came from Germany. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition here in America that it originated in Germany. Santa Claus. He was, I think, Norwegian at first.
Norwegian. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
I'm completely fine with him.
There's so much more. Japanese gardens, Chinese restaurants. You know, even American native culture has been integrated into everyday life of every American. And if you want to, why not? This, you know, people fought for our freedom. In the Constitution, there actually says that we have the right to pursue happiness.
That's very true.
And if it makes you happy to wear dreadlocks, you know, if it makes you happy to have them, go right ahead.
That is my point, exactly. Yeah, if it makes you happy, if you feel whole in your heart, you know, you can wear dreadlocks and do this and that. Who cares what really comes with it?
The only point I'm trying to say is, like, when a culture...
Thanks for your call.
When a culture or someone is trying to really just make it about just them, and I don't think that it's right when someone comes in and try to, like, jump in there and throw they, like, if there's Pacific Islanders that like to do, they do this all the time. They do, like, a parade.
Right.
And they just want it to be just them. Well, I don't see a problem with that, but guess what?
I don't see a problem.
But guess what? Someone is going to see a problem with it.
But like I said, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's just a whole one race slavery deal no more. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you're not in the top 1%, you're nobody. I mean, you're working for 40 acres and a mule right now. You're working for a retirement.
I don't need a fucking mule.
No, but I mean,
I need a different type of ass. I need that bitch riding around my woman's backside.
I mean,
But I like to ride my woman bass to the top of fucking.
Paid for money you earn already.
True.
They're paying you your money back.
Yeah, you're
true. That's 40 acres and a mule.
Hey, I work just as hard as anybody else in the world, and if not, a whole bunch harder at some point in time. So I know one thing for sure. I'm not privileged. There's no white privilege in my veins. Trust me.
It's more about money now because, I mean, you can even say, me and a good friend had an argument about this. You know, I mean, first of all, do you know how many billionaires there are in the world?
Not that many.
Not a lot.
Approximately.
I don't know. Probably like
30.
Probably like 100.
Too many?
Like 100.
Yes. Like,
probably like 100.
A couple hundred.
Hey, use the damn microphone, man. You're on the fucking radio show.
It's like 1,500.
Okay.
Kind of
round it up.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, it's
Oprah Winfrey is one of them.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey is one of them.
$3 billion.
But, I mean, like I said, if you're not in the top 1%, you have no say, so you're going to work for the rest of your life.
Just throughout the only black.
Unless you have.
What are you going to do with 40 acres anyway? 40
acres in a mule. I do a whole shit ton with that, bro.
I'll
be happy as shit. I'd be in that farming marijuana.
I'd probably sell half of it.
Capital means everything now.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's capital.
But
it's capital. I
mean, anyways, man, let's get on topic, man. Last time we got off topic, man, it was we were struggling.
It was good though.
So, do you think that as a collective group, do we think that people deserve African American people deserve reparations? Do you think? Go ahead. I'm just gonna ask you that.
I do believe they deserve it.
Okay, I do too.
I'm a sellout.
That's all.
You can call me a sellout, but to some extent, it's a cop out.
Okay, but do you think yes or no?
No.
Drew, what do you got?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you guys in more depth.
Okay.
Who do you think deserves it? Do you think my son is half black?
No, okay.
Does he deserve reparations?
That's a better question.
Because my son.
We talk about this other day.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I grew up and I wasn't privileged. I didn't have a whole lot. You can ask anybody who knows me. I didn't have a whole lot, but I faked it until I made it.
Right.
I had the same struggle as a lot of other people. Now, the difference between my struggle and an average black kid, they had a little hate that went along with their struggle. If somebody had an identical situation to me, they had a little extra kick in the dick. Mm-hmm. They had a little, you know what I'm saying, like, get that little out of here, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They had that shit to deal with, right? So what I'm saying is, I had that same aspect. I was in the black culture,
mm-hmm.
and people used to call me wigger this and that. So I had a similar but not as, you know, a deeply rooted hate.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because I've witnessed reverse racism where there's black people who don't like white people.
Right.
Where I've literally come around a group and they've, you know what I'm saying, like,
mm-hmm.
just trashed me completely just because of my skin color.
Right.
I can't change that. If I could change one thing about the world, I would literally say make everybody's skin color one color, fucking purple, green,
mm-hmm.
something. That's the one thing I would change about the world, because so much is derived from skin color nowadays. It's ridiculous. But back to my main point: does my son deserve reparations?
No, your wife.
Why does my wife?
No, listen. Your wife is black, so her. You're right. That's what I'm about to get. Like her descend, her ancestors.
Right.
The ones that deserve it. So
okay.
That kind of automatically entitles.
But what if they're not around anymore?
That's the thing. That's what we're talking about the other day. Exactly. That's what we're talking about the other day. I was like, well, that's what's so hard about it, because it's like,
you can't.
I didn't pick no cotton. I didn't get thrown stuff at. I didn't get sprayed with water hose. I didn't get dog sick on me. My grandmother, my great grandfather, my great great grandmother, they the ones did this cotton picking and running and getting beat. So if it was anyone that deserved it, it was them.
Okay, now
what I'm saying, yes.
Because of the way they suffer, we're suffering now because
true.
They didn't
to a certain extent. True.
Okay.
To a certain extent. But what I'm saying is, real quick, what I'm saying is that, so let's say that they do give reparation. It still should go to just the ones that actually dealt with it. Now, let's say they want, and if it so happens to fall down to you, then
right.
That's what happens to fall down to you.
It's inheritance.
Exactly.
Okay, but
Like,
do you think my son deserves reparations?
Well,
look,
I can say I don't
yes
think
or no.
No one does.
You don't think anybody? What about Drew? Do you think my son deserves reparations?
Hey,
pass the mic.
I'm going to say no because his mother is getting it. If any, you know what I'm saying? His mother will have it, so therefore he has it anyway.
Her answer is
okay, so let me ask you this. Do Irish people, do Spanish people, do people who come into this to this country and who's had the struggle.
Well, let me say Hispanic people are part African American.
Right.
Are African.
Yeah, the boat just stopped a little earlier.
Yeah. So, you know, you're right. That's why you'll never get it.
Okay.
That's why no one would ever get it.
But
because it's too much.
It's targeting certain. So, that's like
what
I'm saying. That's like me saying I'm a sue Fruit of the Loom because they got started off of a fucking, you know, a southern company that supplied them with cotton from southern farms. And this, that's like me saying I'm going to sue them, okay? Now, let's say I sue them. I'm successful. I get money. Who do I give it to? Who do I give it to? Now, listen.
True.
This is the thing. This is where it comes down to it makes sense. You fund that through education, giving scholarships for black people. You fund that through schooling, through programs, through all
that
stuff.
That's one thing you don't do.
Right.
You just one thing.
No, that is exactly what you do because the people who deserve that shit are the people who's going to get up their ass and go do
it. First of all, if you think that you can take some money and put into any kind of program that's run by somebody, that's crazy. That's my opinion on it. Because, first of all, like a lot of these charities that you probably saying give it to this, a lot of these charities, the people are only getting like 1% or 2% of what people are donating.
The founder of the Wounded Warrior was making like $800,000 a year.
A lot of kids.
How serious is it for a fucking veteran to come home, his fucking leg blown off, he's
right.
Working for the rest of his life, and this guy's making $800,000?
Probably not even a vet.
Good job. No. Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know the story, to be completely honest. But let's just say that's a great idea, man. But, man, that's real selfish to take $800,000 to come back and sit up there and feed off of other people's problems. Just the same reason why I say people in religion.
So you can't.
Religion
you can't.
Makes me sick sometimes how people say, yeah, donate to the church, this and that. We're going to pay blah, blah, blah to come and speak to y'all. And this man comes up here and he's like, I'm going to kill somebody's cancer. Come on, I'm fuck all that.
I hate people feeding off the weakness. Is when they build huge churches, these gigantic churches. And then it's somebody in your congregation ride around with a beater.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I got to get, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
so it's like, you're right. But my thing is, answer this though. When Christ walked to earth, what did he do? He spoke in synagogues, and he spoke, but did he have one?
You opened up a whole
no,
new
he didn't.
Thing.
But, hey, listen. Let's get back on track real quick.
Back on track.
Okay, now if you say it's a bad idea to fund these programs in order to give education more, like you know, for me that's the way to do it. You know why?
Take it straight to the community, like we're talking about.
Through the community, you give. It is Yolanda right there. Through the community, you give 100% of an effort to say, okay. The people who deserve this are black people. First and foremost. No, it's not everybody.
They already have specific funds for black people. I mean, you can go
bro,
to
hold on, hold on. Now, let's say that these people, we can't decide who to give reparations to, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, let's say, okay, we're going to put it into these programs. How else would you decide where it goes? You can't. Like I said, my son, does he deserve reparations? Does DJ deserve reparations? Did he ever pick cotton? Did all I said ever? No, he never picked cotton. And I'm gonna do my damnedest to make sure my son ain't gotta do nothing. You know, I'm gonna do everything I can because I have no.
That's what he said.
Now what I'm asking is, is there any hindrance? Hey, between you and me, is there any hindrance between you elevating your status as far as the community goes or? Anything like that goes. Is there any hindrance between you and me? Do I have any privilege over you?
What did I tell you? No.
Like I said,
if you're
not in the top 1%.
Okay, you're right.
If you're not in the top 1% of America,
yeah.
Then you're going to go through the same thing. I still think you're working for 40 acres in the
right.
What did I tell you the other day? It's a cap. There's a cap off. There's a cap off. I'm sorry.
There's a fucking cap off. What I'm saying is, with this whole reparations thing, I totally 100% agree that it's warranted. 100%.
Yeah.
Now, where to go and divvy it up, I agree that you should do it in the programs because the people who deserve it are the people who are going to go out and get it.
Okay. So half the people on government assistance right now, do they? Half of them? Listen, thank you.
You said, no, hold on. I'm
talking
about reparations.
Who are
No, I thought you were talking about reparations. If I give you an opportunity to go to school and set yourself, I teach a man to fish.
Some people don't blow it, bro.
Who cares if they blow it? Then what are black people going to say when some people go out there and blow it? You're still going to have to select few that go out there and get up there and do exactly what they do, grind and make it work.
I want
to
ask you a question.
It's a cop out. To some extent, it's a cop out.
Who cares if it's a cop out? That doesn't matter. Whether it's ethical or not to get reparations, it is. 100%. Black people deserve reparations.
I believe
but what they do with those reparations is what I'm concerned with. Okay? No, I'm not going to cause a war. I'm going to cause people to think.
You're going to cause a war.
Okay,
it's
I don't give a shit.
War.
Well, I lead one side. I don't care. And it's not going to be any particular color.
In the middle.
And
like,
if y'all ain't on my side, I swear to God, I'm going to find y'all motherfuckers individually and fucking grease myself.
I
swear
to God, not going to blow up like this.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. G-shit, if you get reparations, it's not about what you get. It's about what you do with it. Okay? So if you blow it, I don't want to hear people saying, well, white people, this and that, and that. No, reparations are due to catch you back up. I'm sorry you caught back up, and now you're back to asking for assistance in doing this. I can't help you out. You get what I'm saying?
So basically,
Drew made an awesome point. Drew said, people, we should get it because, you know, it's deserved, and I think what is that? Basically, I can't remember exactly what you said, but basically, like,
the struggle ensues today is
because
of ancestors.
Exactly, because guess what? The Jews that got reparations from Holocaust, their kids sent.
Yeah, well, that's why people say Jewish people are fucking from money.
I'm
stuff.
Just saying.
Exactly.
But people think
that if you give money to a black person, they're going to go out and buy a new Benz.
They would go out and buy a new Benz.
Nah, man. See, that's the thing. That's a horrible stereotype, bro. Black people live by that shit, too, man. Fuck that. Black people hold each other down more than anybody else, man.
I mean, the world, you have to
look. No, fuck that. I think your brother's going down the road to go to college. That's what I think he's going to do.
And that's cool.
Man, but whatever,
when,
man.
When reality sets in,
that's the difference.
Be,
it's reality versus what you're
Hey,
like.
Man, listen, man, we're out of time. This is the Rally Randy Show, broadcasting live from Center State Studios. Guest calling number was 516-418-5758. Only reason I say that is you need to write it down. Make sure you call in next show. We're going to continue this topic. Email is relevantrandall@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook with any topics you got. We're going to start calling everybody.
We're going to start calling people.
I got some topics and stuff from people, man.
We're going to randomly call somebody and be like, yo, what's up? You on air?
Yeah, well, we'll do that.
Anyway.
Fuck with your Friday.
Yeah, I appreciate everyone listening. Everybody on Facebook Live that tuned in. It was a lot of people. I really appreciate y'all on there. Shout out to everybody that's listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, 4 Times Relevant Randy. And that's all I got to say.
Man, please hit us up on that, man. We need that. We need our reparations. We've been working our ass.
Yeah, exactly. We need our reparations.
Y'all take it easy, man. It's the Relevant Randy Show. Tune in on Friday.
Peace.